Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Again, bringing this to you from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're brought to you by our good friends at Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. I know we're going to be talking with Tom tomorrow. Midwest Open is coming up. That's going to be a huge event this weekend. Also brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And brought to you by my buds, Bud Light and Mick Ultra. Right now, let's head on over to the Ray Snell Sports Line, and we welcome for the first time ever to the program head coach of the Jackson College women's basketball team, Heather Brown. Hey, Heather, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm so good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, I imagine that you're doing great because, well, you're having a great season at Jackson College. You guys are just killing it out there. What a congratulations so far, an outstanding season.
Thank you. It's been a challenging year for sure, but I couldn't be more proud of how the team has come together, and where we stand right now is first place in our conference, and we're on a 5-game win streak, and I'm really excited to see, you know, how we can fare through the rest of the season and hope to stay right where we're at.
Well, I think I told you this the other day when we first talked. I just had a great time. Rare opportunity for me to come out and do color commentary, sit alongside Steve. But we had a chance to check out your game against Ancilla. And I've watched a lot of girls and women's basketball in my time. And that was just, you've got a great team. You've got a great, talented group of women out on the floor. That was fun to watch.
Thank you. We try to push the ball and score a lot in transition, and a lot of teams try to slow us down and try to mix up their defense a little bit, but I have some quality athletes that play like that, and that's kind of what I look for when I recruit, and a couple of my key players that are kind of holding it all together right now as we've had to deal with injuries, COVID, sickness. So that game you saw, we were actually missing our point guard, who actually was supposed to return from COVID, and then she ended up having to have surgery.
Oh, wow.
So we didn't even play with our main point guard that's usually out there. So I give it up to the girls for pulling it together and still playing well and finding a way to win.
Yeah, I mean, it was like you said. It was a lot of fun. It was very fast-paced. But, I mean, you had some really good scores. I was really impressed with the play of Jada coming off the bench. Now, you know, I look at her stats, and she's a solid player every game. But, I mean, she's just a great talent to come off the bench and to give you that leadership and the points and the power that she brings to the game.
I believe Jada Patton, who's a local girl from Jackson High, doesn't even know the talent that she possesses. There was our last game when we pulled out a win up at Mid-Michigan. She actually just was coming back from COVID as well, so she's been struggling with breathing and other things. And up at Mid-Michigan, she came off the bench, and she put up 23 points and pulled down 24 rebounds to win, and we ended up winning the game by 2 points. But without her, it would have been a tough one to pull out that win.
Mm-hmm. And you also, like I said, you've got a lot of great talent up and down the roster. But yeah, and one of the things when you're working with a community college, you're going to have a young team, mostly freshmen and a few sophomores. And it's, I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong here. But with only having players together at most 2 years, it's got to be hard to have that chemistry that you need to have a successful team. Am I wrong here, or do you find that difficulty to have that chemistry within a team?
I totally agree with you. Due to COVID, we weren't allowed to do some of the natural team bonding things that we like to do. I took on some players a little later, but the core group, Zaria Bridgewater, is a transfer in. They call her the old lady on the team because she's technically a junior, but she had an injury at the Division II school she was at. I took her in on a transfer with 4 years of eligibility. She lost last year because of COVID. So Z, which is what we call her,
right,
is a huge calmness that I tell her we need that experience. And the other player that has been, honestly, with me for 3 years is Madison Montgomery, who was from Leslie High School. And those two are my captains this year. Great leaders for the program. They're doing a good job of keeping everybody together. But that's very much where we have been up and down with not knowing who's coming and going because of sickness and injury. And we took Casey Shannon from Michigan Center, another local, as well as Morgan Morris from Michigan Center. And they played last year at other colleges, and they got their year back because of COVID as well. So they're bringing a little bit more experience than some of the other players that have been on the team as well. Mm-hmm. So great dynamic of girls, and they seem to all be meshing. And I pulled Anna Reynolds actually off the soccer team. She was another one from Michigan Center because wow. I'm short with a point guard, and that's what she played. So we're just finding a way to make it work.
Yeah.
And it's been all right. Great group of girls that like to work.
Some of those that you mentioned, like Madison and Casey and Morgan, I would describe their play as scrappy. Just like they're great on defense, but there was a lot of driving in the lane and there was a lot of bodies on the floor in the game that I saw. Just, you know, doing what they can to get the ball in the basket, but also to draw the foul.
Absolutely. We can't teach the hustle in them. I get after them. I tell them we need to be defensive-minded, get after all those 50-50 balls, attack the basket. And I don't have the shooters that I had 2 years ago when we went 20-8. We actually had probably two of the best shooters in the conference. And if anything, I would say we're lacking the outside shooting that we've had. But some of these girls took a year off because of COVID, which has affected their shooting. But Kiki Bugs, which actually has just had a huge game for us last week, she put up 28 points. She went 5-for-7 behind the three-point line. And so her shooting has come along and came out that game, so I'm hoping to see that going forward. And the best thing I can say about this team is all of the girls, you know, coming, even coming off the bench, are an offensive threat. So it's not just one person that someone would need to shut down. You gotta pick your day and who do you want to shut down, because hopefully somebody else will go off, and that's why we've been successful.
There's another thing, yeah, I want to mention. You definitely are deep on the bench. A lot of talent up and down. 12-4 on the season, 9-1 in conference play. You mentioned it earlier. You're right now leading the conference. When you're first getting the group together, is this kind of where you thought you might be? Didn't you know what to expect? What did you kind of have in mind when you first got everybody together at the start of the season?
Well, like I said, the group that I started with at the beginning of the season is not all here.
Right.
So I've kind of picked and found a way. It's kept me up in a lot of nights trying to figure out a way to be successful and breaking films down even more to find ways to beat teams. And we have some good leadership. We have some athletes that just want to win. And I think starting the season, I knew I had some talent.
Mm-hmm.
Did I expect us to be stronger? I actually did. Did I think I was going to be at the top of the conference right now? That's what we all hope for, but, you know, I'm always optimistic because, you know, you don't know what everybody else is bringing in year to year.
Right.
But I think what this team sets them apart is their desire to win, and we are pretty scrappy and aggressive, and that's how you're going to be successful and everybody going for it. And we don't have the size as some of the teams have, but we're second in the team right now, or in the league, with rebounding percentages per game, and that's something every game I'm like, we need to get more rebounds, just giving us the ball more opportunities.
I'm looking at your schedule, and I know what you're gonna say. I guess I don't know what you're gonna say, but I think it's a safe assumption, because every coach on the planet says it, we're taking it one game at a time, we're looking at the next game. So next game is Kellogg Community College, which was canceled or postponed last night. That's Monday. You've got Lansing Community College, Kellogg Community College, Grand Rapids, but I'm looking ahead to Saturday the 12th, Muskegon Community College. I know, even though you're not going to admit it, I know you've got that circled on your calendar.
Yeah, you know, that one loss was a tough one to take. And so, yeah, I'm looking at that, but I'm telling you, the ones that I'm more concerned about is our game Wednesday against Grand Rapids, only because that game against Grand Rapids, he was missing two of his top scorers when we beat them at our place. So that I know will be a tough game. And Muskegon, we just have to make sure we shut down their main scorers. And the good news with that is going to be is we have almost all of our bodies back and healthy. And that's going to be a game changer for us. Even Grand Rapids, we did not, in that game as well, we were not full staff with my main starting group and my first couple off the bench. So it's going to be a different game for us this week for both of them. So I'm excited to see how the girls can pull together. And the plan is to win Saturday, win Monday, win Wednesday, and win Saturday again.
It's a busy, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say 4 games in 7 days, but I'm pretty confident that the girls will be able to pull off some nice wins.
Well, this is why you do the conditioning, so you can handle the 4 games in 7 days, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Tell me about the atmosphere at Jackson College. I know it's a little different because of COVID. We don't have the numbers in the benches, you know, watching the games that I'm sure that you would like. But, you know, when I was there, it seemed like it was a pretty strong student section taking up that, you know, that one section of the bleachers. It'd be nice to be able to have all the numbers there that we could have. But tell me about the support that you get from the school.
You know what? It's been great. I have, and I attribute this to the student athletes that I've recruited in. It's been great having instructors asking me, hey, can I get in and watch the game today? We wanted to come, you know, support this student or that student. And it's been great that they're actually seeing the quality kids that I have on our roster and in enjoying them in class where they actually want to get out to support them. So I really like that. And then you go to those student sections, you know, the athletes that live on campus, you know, they come on over and cheer the teams on, both the men's and the women's team. And it's just exciting when you see those kids. A lot of these kids, we didn't have that opportunity last year, so I'm really happy that the girls are getting that atmosphere because, you know, being off a year, it kind of makes you really miss what we had. And I'm just happy that there's the support there and everybody backing us up. I get a, you know, text message. Rick Smith, our baseball coach, sends me a congrats after every game, great win, you know, when we're on the road. So we do have a lot of support, and I just appreciate it all.
And we're happy to carry the games. It's, as I said with my show, it's just great to have quality basketball programs right here in our backyard with both the women's and the men's program at Jackson College. Just fun basketball, fun competitive basketball to watch here at the college level. And I can't wait for finally to put COVID stuff behind us so we can get those bleachers full out there again because, I mean, the girls deserve it and Jackson College deserves it. But.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've seen those bleachers jam-packed and the atmosphere is great at Jackson College.
Nice. So let's just look at the end of the season. And this is kind of like one of those questions I bring out from my bag of tricks. I love to ask this question of first time whenever I have someone here for the first time. When you look back through the entire season, not necessarily marking wins and losses, but when it comes to a successful season for you, what does that look like at the end of the season?
Just that each game the girls have improved. They've got better. We get them graduated. We recruit them out. We are their biggest cheerleaders. And I always tell them, you know, I'm a mom of two boys, and I always say they're my girls. And I want nothing but the best for my girls. And I want them to be successful. And whatever that may be, whether it's to finish their 2-year degree at Jackson College or to promote them on and recruit them to another institution. I still follow players, you know, that have gone on and are doing well at their next institution. And I still follow them. I still talk to them. And it's more about the relationships I get with my girls and just to make sure they become quality, productive, you know, people in our society and that I made a slight impact in their life. And that's what it's all about when it comes down to the end of the season. You know, the wins and losses are great, but you can't get those memories that we've created with these kids. They're just, you know, they last a lifetime.
Thank you so much for the time here today, Heather. We do appreciate it.
I appreciate the call, and thank you so much for all you do to support our program and coming out. The girls loved. It's great that you guys can announce for them and that other people can listen if they can't be at the game. So we appreciate you as well.
Yeah, we look forward to every game. Like I said, great product on the floor out there, and it sounds like a great group of girls on and off the court too. So we appreciate you joining us here today. Thank you, Heather Brown, head coach of the women's basketball team at Jackson College. Good luck this busy week coming up, Heather.
That's right. Thank you, and go Jets.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Heather Brown joining us live on the Ray Snell Sports Line.